Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Corlett. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at baking security in or bolting it on. So I'm making dinner last night, right? And it's going okay. And then I got distracted and screwed up part of it. Happens. But was able to turn that mistake into a part of the dinner, right? Oh, it's supposed to be blackened protein. Or whatever. There's always a recovery period. And it had me thinking about, you know, so oftentimes we focus in on doing it right, but there is a real art to recovering after it gets done wrong. So, tip to you, as much as we focus in on baking security in, give some time to bolting it on. It's often seen as a dichotomy, right? The right way to do it is to bake security in, to make security part of the process from the moment we're looking at the business case to building the architecture to doing testing and to rolling out whatever it is we built, that security has been considered at each step along those life cycle. And there's a myriad of ways to do that. You'll hear about like secure software development, you'll hear about securing the change management. I tell in security, right, the concept is all the same. You look at the life cycle, you embed security tasks along it, such that at the end of the life cycle when the product goes live, it is secure. And we're like, what? The problem is we spend way too much time bolting on security. If we would just bake it in from the front. And I get that. I totally get that. But let's pause a minute here. We've been saying that for a good decade now, right? Bake it in. Don't bolt it on. Now I'm kind of curious to say the first time I had a baking slide in one of my talks. We've been saying it for at least a decade. So, let's pause a minute. If we're doing mostly bolting on, what would happen if we had a really good process for bolting on security? What would happen if we had a really good process for quickly gap assessing an in-place running, you know, environment and then applying the specific controls that are needed without getting in the way of the meshing gears, right? What would happen if we could very quickly bolt on the armor that we needed and then remove it and bolt it on in other places as the threats changed? Maybe that's what we need to focus in on. We've been so focused on this concept of baking security in because bolting on is bad that we may be missing a very real opportunity to be very responsive, to be very agile, and to be very attuned to both what the business is trying to protect and the threats and the new tactics and criminals, all those things we're trying to prevent. So what would good bolt-on look like? Good bolt-on would look like a communication process so we know what to bolt-on. Good bolt-on would look like the ability to do it in a very quick and painless fashion. Good bolt-on would look like the ability to implement those security controls in a way that doesn't impact the overall process. Good bolt-on would look like, and this is something you almost never hear about, the ability to unbolt and remove the security controls and apply those funds, those technologies, those efforts, those time somewhere else as the threat changes. What else would good bolt-on look like? I don't know. Have you seen a really good bolt-on security program? Hit me up on comments or on social media. Cheers.